musical fans. Tis I, Zane C. Weber. I'm back on the microphones and pushing the buttons today because it's Christmas, and so we're going to have some fun, relaxed Christmas episodes just for you. Woo! I'm here with all of the best hosts. We have
Julie Eisentrager.
And
it's me, KB.
And
Miranda Selwood.
How is everyone?
Oh, I'm good. I'm feeling like the early, like I'm feeling very early Christmas lunch vibes. I'm like two pretty hefty wines deep. I'm feeling great.
I'm glad that you're announcing that so we don't have to make excuses for you later. On.
Yeah, you're all welcome.
I love Christmas. I'm glad we have Christmas episodes.
I love Christmas, the festive season.
Yes.
I don't like the day itself.
Okay, you're allowed to have those thoughts and feelings and emotions.
It's too much pressure.
Lucky we're not. This is not Christmas Day itself, though.
This is not Christmas Day itself, so we're going to have... We're going to have three episodes leading up to Christmas, and then we're going to have one just after Christmas. And because we really have gone through all the Christmas musicals.
I mean, we could talk about Elf again. I wouldn't be sad about
we
it.
We could. And I probably will re-release that one as the Christmas reprise.
Except I wasn't on the episode. Let's do it again.
But so we're going to talk about some Christmas movie musicals.
Woo! I'm excited.
And now, for those of you who are patrons, you will have heard us talk about musicals that need the Muppets.
Yes.
And one musical that came up in that was Muppets A Christmas Carol. So we're going to talk about Muppets A Christmas Carol.
It's so good. It's so high up there on my Christmas, like, must-watch, non-ironically list.
See, this is not one of my go-tos, but now that I... Because I watched it today.
It's good.
And it's good. I had forgotten how good it was.
How could you forget how good it was?
I think, like, when I... I love the Muppets. I get told I'm Kermit the Frog a lot.
Why?
Lots of this.
She threw her hands up in the air and flailed.
That's
ladies
a very
and gentlemen.
Kermit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say Scooter.
Oh, thanks, man.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. I love the Muppets, but I never...
Can we all cast each other as Muppets now? That sounds fun.
I don't want to play this game because I know I Miss Piggy.
No, Julie's
Miss
Piggy.
Piggy.
You're not Miss Piggy.
I'm not Miss Piggy?
No.
You're Gonzo.
No.
I had to
disagree. Lol jokes, you Fuzzy.
Yeah, I would have said Fuzzy Bear.
Fuzzy Bear.
Fuzzy.
Wait, who,
freaking bear.
Who do you want to be?
Fuzzy's my favourite Muppet.
There is no one in the Muppets that I want to be more than Ralph the dog.
Well, then you can be Ralph the dog.
I can't be Ralph the dog. You already made me Fuzzy.
I think I you love can be Ralph this the dog. Awful. Can I just say you also have big Henrietta vibes?
Is it because of this tantrum I'm throwing right now?
Also.
But also, she does whole numbers with her chickens, and you've been Adelaide.
Yeah,
with your chickens.
I think sometimes when Miranda goes on a tangent, I can see very much the Swedish chef.
Because to you, I'm just going, there she goes again. Great, so I'm literally all the other Muppets.
Yeah, but also...
I just got called Miss Piggy. What do you want?
You know why, though, right?
Yeah, Miss Piggy is nothing to be ashamed of.
No.
I aspire to be like Miss Piggy.
No, what I said of this was the two wines in.
She's
and the screaming.
Confident. She is opinionated.
And she is not afraid to throw down.
She's unapologetic.
Unapologetic.
Great. This has been fun. Whose idea was this?
This was Zane's.
So
it's actually mine.
In my Muppets horoscope, yes. I am diagnosed, I'm going to say, as Gonzo.
Oh,
what
you know what's
you,
really
what
sad?
What are all the words you just said?
Guys, I think
going
I
around,
see it.
There
Sam
is,
the
there
Eagle.
Is, there is, yeah.
Sam Eagle.
Yeah. Or the ones that sit up in the boxes.
Oh, yeah, we all want to be them.
Mm. It's true. I'm not yet bitter enough to be them, but one day.
We'll all get there eventually.
It's coming.
I love the Muppets. I love the Muppets Christmas Carol, which I now have watched as an adult.
Is it your favorite version of A Christmas Carol?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, God, yes.
Hands down, yes.
Mainly because I get scared very easily, and this is not a scary movie.
It's true. The ghosts are pretty approachable in this one. And I will say... I think I should be Ghost of Christmas Present.
100% and then some.
Because he's just like a jollier Hagrid.
Yeah. Hey, Kirby, yeah. I have an idea. When we come back here tomorrow, should we just bring lots of fruit and just make platters everywhere? And then he can be like the Ghost of Christmas Present.
That's true. We could definitely.
All you need is platters of fruit.
Fruit platters. Yeah.
And to be we'll made
get,
of felt.
Yeah, we'll get you some felt.
You're not made of felt?
I'm not made of felt. I'm sorry.
Zane can't
what
touch
have
felt.
I been feeling?
You.
Those are my puppets.
Oh, God. I would agree with you that you would be the Ghost of Christmas Present.
So we don't really need to talk about the plot because it's just a Christmas carol. Scrooge is a bad person.
He's a grumpy person.
But he is also a bad person because he doesn't care about anyone else's feelings because he got hurt in his youth, and so he's like, feelings are terrible and everyone deserves to be terrible and money is the only thing that matters.
He also wasn't really brought up in a way that said any different.
It's true.
Yes. So it's his parents' fault.
But then...
is it anyone's fault?
No, really.
And there's no reason why the ghosts... like, no one sicks the ghosts on him. It's just the ghosts decide that he needs to be taught a lesson.
Doesn't Molly decide? Because he has
no, the brothers, they come back and they say, hey, this is going to happen. Just a little bit of warning from the afterlife.
In the best possible way. Musical form, clang and chase.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. And so we have Kermit and Piggy actually married.
Actually, with children.
With children.
No, are you okay? I thought she was like,
she doesn't enjoy
getting excited
the cross
about it
no,
for a second.
Yeah.
No, but now we know. Now we
no,
know
but
what
the
happens.
The boys are frogs.
It's
the
Muppets,
girls are
so
piggies.
It's fine, but
the boys are frogs. The girls are piggies.
I will say that I sexist. Didn't realize just how much I needed a tiny frog puppet in my life.
Just a little finger puppet.
But little tiny Tim is the most adorable thing in this whole film.
Wait, he's a finger puppet?
No.
No.
Oh, I thought he said finger puppet.
No. Small
puppet.
Like, no.
Tiny Tim is played by Kurt. Kurt? Oh, my God.
Kermit?
I'm tired. Kermit's nephew.
Yes.
Who has his own name?
Robin.
Robin the Frog.
The Frog.
Jerry Nelson.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Robin the Frog is pretty awesome.
Mm. Cool.
And then... you make him handicapped and you also feel sorry for him, which makes it like
and he
double
just
whammy.
Sings the cutest little song. He's just so cute.
I'm
all
tired.
Time.
I'm being very inappropriate.
Also,
yes, he's very cute. He sings a cute song.
Also, Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Is there. Oh. Can't really sing though.
Don't care.
Doesn't matter.
This is the one time I don't care.
Scrooge doesn't need to.
He doesn't.
He has a lot of lines in that last song.
Yeah,
he
but
does,
he has
but it's also it's an ensemble number too. They're there to support him through it.
And I don't think Scrooge can sing because it's not something he likes doing.
I mean,
or something he's used to.
I know a lot of people who like singing.
Who can't?
Exactly.
Yeah, we all do.
Okay, so I think that's Muppet's Christmas Carol. Let's take a break and we'll come back with the lessons that a Muppet's Christmas Carol taught us. What did it teach us?
It literally taught me this story. This
me
is the
too.
First version of this story
me
that
too.
I saw.
Yeah, I had
Am
no idea.
I the weirdo in that I read the book before.
Yes,
yes.
I
yes.
had the book read to me before
yeah.
I watched it.
It went this, then it went the Flintstones one, and then it went some version of a crappy live action thing I didn't want to see anyway because I was too busy thinking about Muppets.
So we've kind of touched on this before, but I learned exactly what happens when a pig and a frog have babies together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
boys are frogs and the girls
are
pigs.
Yeah. And if that happened to be the other way around, it would be the boys are piggies and the girls are frogs. You just,
yes.
Like, that's just how
so
it goes,
there's
guys.
There's
some weird
cross-speciation. No cross-speciation.
Luck of the draw.
Frog
what
pigs.
Would it be called? Yeah.
Guys, they
a
might
freak.
Have... Guys, we don't know. They might
a
have had surrogates.
Maybe.
To have
maybe
those children,
did.
Okay?
Because their DNA was incompatible.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't be so judgy over there.
They're
Miranda.
Also... I'm not being judgy. I'm just sitting here.
Puppets. So
so really, technically, she should have given birth to hands.
Wow.
I think the lyric is, I'm just going to brush right over that. I think the lyric is, wherever you find love, it feels like Christmas.
Yeah.
Wherever you find love, that was really like
cute.
It does put a little bit of pressure on Christmas, though,
it
doesn't
does,
it?
It does, but also maybe love, because Christmas for me is the greatest time of year ever. Mm. And if you're if I'm trying to compare the two, it's going to be the whole year. Christmas only has 1 month. Love has to
Christmas
last forever.
Christmas only has one day, KB.
Month! December is Christmas.
Okay, I'll give you 12 days and that is it.
What is wrong with you? The decorations have been up in the shop for the last 2 months.
It's like 1st of November. Christmas trees in the
It was August. When I saw the first Christmas displays in department stores.
I mean, I hate to scare you guys. Just a little behind the scenes. It's currently November while we're recording this. I have seen hot cross buns already.
No.
Oh, yeah. They come out before Christmas.
Yeah, they're year-round thing now. Like,
it's
there was
ridiculous. I'm like, just don't put the cross in it. Just have a it's called just a fruit bun, kids.
Yeah. Or just do a little spiral.
We're getting distracted. Also, this is meant to be a short episode. Focus, focus, focus. Muppets.
I learned that life is made up of meetings and partings. That is my favorite line of this whole movie. It's just like it, and it like I needed to hear that this week too. So like watching the movie today, I was like, oh, that's true. Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
I think I learned that people are capable of change.
People are.
And then I very quickly unlearned that.
I think it's like there was also that thing of like money doesn't buy happiness until it does at the end when we need a massive feast.
Yeah.
Money doesn't buy happiness, but it sure helps it along.
I did find the irony in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's also that idea of like there is a little bit of good in everyone. We just have to like mold it and
I learned that from Chicago.
Yeah. How early on did you watch Chicago?
And also, who were you watching in that?
There's a little bit of good in everyone in Chicago.
Oh, there's a song in Chicago called A Little Bit of Good. Yeah. And
right.
Yeah. Let me explain it to you, Julie.
I think the Scrooge story is all about empathy, and I think that's what Christmas is about. It's like looking through other people's eyes a little bit and not just putting your world view onto them.
Yeah.
That's what A Christmas Carol's about. And I think the Muppets did it really well because it is kind of Scrooge going, oh no, this person that I actually care about is struggling directly because of me.
Yeah.
Because I don't care.
But also that your life can change the events and the trajectory of your life by being self-aware enough and seeing the future too. And not necessarily seeing the future. You don't need the ghost to come and visit you.
He definitely did.
But you just need someone to be like, hey pal.
The ghosts are really just kind of like someone going,
you're trash.
His nephew could have come up and said, look, if you don't start being nice to me and my family, then we are not going to see you anymore and you're going to die old and alone.
Yeah. I don't think that would have gotten through to him.
Well, that's true this situation, but
he needed the ghost guys.
But that's the thing, if it could have in a different story.
Yeah.
And it has in different stories.
In different stories. It's called The Intervention that sitcoms now use frequently.
I think I learned that the Muppets can do no wrong.
Yes. And like stay on brand. Like as long as you stay on brand, people are gonna
but
love
that's
you.
That's like a well-known trope. It's like here's our cast of characters and here they are in this story. Yeah. And it's freaking great and it works.
They always play the same type.
Exactly. Yeah. Just, apart from Miss Piggy. Miss Piggy's not as much Miss Piggy in this
she's
as she
still obnoxious.
I just think in a different way in a softer way she's obnoxious.
Do you think there was a better character that Miss Piggy could have played if she wasn't like paired with Kermit as Cratchit?
But she has
I think she would have been that's... she has to be is the thing, but I think she probably could have been a good ghost of Christmas present.
I think she would have been a great ghost of Christmas future.
Yeah,
that as the ghost. Wait,
yeah, but it would have been a verbal ghost.
Yeah,
of
a verbal
Christmas
one, where
like a super sass one.
Yeah,
yeah. Just like
you will die alone. It's gonna be bad.
I mean, that's a terrible Miss Piggy
impersonation. That's not my Miss Piggy impersonation. That's my sass impersonation. Let's be clear about that.
I think the Muppets were the first, like, in general, were the first to kind of self-commentary, like, do the self-commentary thing of, like, this is... We're in a Christmas movie. We're telling a traditional Christmas story. We know exactly what it is that you're expecting, and then we're going to tell you what you're expecting and then change it.
Oh, they picked the two best narrators for
that. And it was always like, right, wink, wink kind of idea to the camera, which I think other movies have then taken on board and spun their own thing with. But the Muppets do that so well. And well, I think it works Muppets so have always, well.
Have always, done, always that. Done it. And that I think that comes from Henson's comedy with puppets in general, because puppets are only funny so much until you acknowledge the fact that it's a puppet, and then it's hilarious again.
One of my favorite bits is spoiler alert, it's not really a spoiler alert, it's not that important, is when Rizzo burns his tail
and he like gets put when he comes out with the like the pops, the rat popsicle, and then just like smashes it on the barrel. Like that whole scene is golden.
You know what got me this time?
What?
Is just when Rizzo is huffing the goose smoke in the yes. chimney when they're cooking it's a like, goose, and he's just head in the chimney, roof. Just like huffing it in and out. Like, dude, calm down.
But also, I found it really interesting, and it's never really ever touched on. Is when they're going into Fozziwig's party and Scrooge is like, this guy's the worst of the lot, and he's actually the nicest, well, because it's played by Fozzie too, nicest person, that he never goes, he never says it, oh, he wasn't as bad as I thought he was, oh, he actually did really care about people. That's never said, and I never had picked that up before either. Because I never see Fozzie as an evil character. But this time it was very clear that it's like, he's real bad. This is who I've learned everything I've learned from. And then I'm like, what?
But it's Fozzie.
But he's thrown a party for all his employees, and the worst people are standing at the top heckling him. It's the Marleys. What?
I just learned something right here, right now.
Right here.
Right now. So Jerry Nelson, who voiced the ghost of Christmas Present, is also who the Muppet is based off. It's his face. Guys, why did no one fill me in earlier? This is great. He's also the voice of the Count, which is fun.
They all do. So like, there's five main voices in this particular film.
But the fact
film,
that it's his face. Like, his whole face.
And I love the human-sized Muppets. Yeah. They're some of my favourite Muppets.
Good stuff. I love it.
Shall we move on to top five lists?
Yes.
So which top five list would this one appear on?
Guys, this is in my top five Christmas movies of all time. This is in the one that's it's on the rotation. You want to know the list? It's pretty tacky. Elf.
Grinch.
The Grinch.
No. Elf is not.
Elf is not.
Hang on, let me find out. Grinch is number one. The Grinch is number one. I watch The Grinch once a year, Christmas Eve. That is it. Never again.
What? Every week.
No.
Leading up to Christmas.
The Grinch. And then it is followed by this movie, Muppet's Christmas Carol. And then I'll Be Home for Christmas, which is Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yeah, all right.
And so tacky and so awful. Then it is Elf.
Okay, good.
And Love Actually.
Oh, yeah, no, okay. Get that off your list right now.
Strong feeling.
I watched Love Actually for the very first time last year, and I honestly do not know why everybody is raving. It's so problematic.
See?
It's the most problematic movie I've ever watched.
While you're just slightly younger, it's a bit of a Randy film, FYI.
It's a Randy film, but also problematic.
It is.
I mean, that's kind of the point.
But not problematic.
But
to teenage
it wasn't
Julie.
Problematic. Yes, problematic. But
this is
Emma
not
Thompson.
The episode.
Emma Thompson.
It's amazing. That when, moment,
that
I get
moment
it. The
where
moment
she
is
cries
great.
And then she composes herself and she goes back
so
to
the amazing. But that doesn't make it a top five Christmas. Anyway, moving on. I know I'm in the wrong. It's fine. I just don't agree.
To be fair, I probably wouldn't put it on top five Christmas movies. Die Hard's definitely above it.
Ugh, no. Hate it. The whole thing could have been avoided if it was rain shoes.
Anywho, Muppet.
So, yeah, top five list. This is top five Muppets movies.
Yes, I was about to say top five Muppets movies.
There's more than five, so you can't just put them all on there.
No. Okay, I'll give it top
which
five.
Which is your top? I'm interested.
Top what?
Muppets Take Manhattan.
Top Muppets movie.
Top Muppets Take Manhattan. Take Manhattan.
Tuppence Take Manhattan.
Come on. You know what I surprisingly enjoyed and is very, very high on my list is Muppets in Space.
Muppets in Space. I love Jason Segel's The Muppets movie because you could feel how much love he had for the Muppets in that film. And I think he did a really good job at bringing them back for a new generation. So that's in my top five.
For me, my top is either that or Treasure Island.
Treasure Island.
Treasure Island's very good.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot about Treasure Island for a second there.
Don't forget about Treasure Island.
Wow, you are so tired. You need to go to bed.
I'm very tired.
She's getting moody. I think, yeah, Muppets, the Christmas Carols is my first and favourite, and then a very closest Treasure Island. Do have a slight soft spot for Letters to Santa or Letters Home for Christmas. One of the two. They have another Christmas one. It's great, guys.
But we can't.
Whoopi Goldberg's in it. Yeah. And it's not musical, so it's okay.
Do we have, this is the top five Christmas, like Christmas Carol as a movie?
We haven't said that yet.
Was number one.
I think
number
one. I think we all kind of touched on that earlier. Would you, I mean, I would probably say, I do like Michael Caine in this film. I think he's a perfect Scrooge. So I would put him as top five Scrooges.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm so tired. I'm sorry.
It's Christmas, Miranda.
It's Christmas.
I'm tired of Christmas already.
No, never.
Soon it will be Easter, Miranda.
We haven't even had our Christmas party yet.
You need to go home. You need to watch Nailed It's Christmas Special Season 2 because there are some great things happening in there.
That would be good.
Well, we can't really cast this because it is just
this
the
is
Muppets.
One we Muppet. Cannot touch.
But would you cast somebody else as Scrooge?
No,
Jeffrey Rush.
I think Jim Carrey would make a great Scrooge.
Jim Carrey would make a great
Scrooge. No, I do like him as Grinch. The Grinch.
What about the Grinch?
He is a great Grinch. As Scrooge.
As Scrooge. Which is essentially the same story.
It is. Well, that's the thing, is that it is the Christmas trope of the guy who hates Christmas has his heart turned by a small child who loves Christmas and is
still
kind to people.
Yeah, I don't think we do it any harm by putting the Grinch in because I think that would be another like wink, wink moment coming out of the Muppets.
Oh, I couldn't take it.
Wow, I don't think you can take anything right now, Miranda.
I just don't think I could take it, Julie.
She can't take it, Julie.
I think we should send her home before the end of the night.
Okay.
I have a question. Can I ask a question?
You may ask a question.
What other traditional Christmas stories should the Muppets turn into a musical?
I would
story
like,
of Jesus.
Yeah, I would like to see a Muppets Nativity.
Yeah,
I think that would be
Muppets
fun.
Muppets Nativity.
Who?
Miss Piggy.
Wait,
Mary.
Kermit.
And
no,
Kermit
yeah, but
Joseph.
Okay, and then we have Robin Jesus. The Frog as Jesus because that's how you have to cast that.
Yeah, three wise men.
Does that mean that
Fozzie has to be one of them?
Gonzo.
No, Gonzo.
He's
I
a shepherd
Gonzo,
for sure.
No, Gonzo's the angel.
Okay,
yeah.
I can get on board that. Wise man, I feel like you have to have Sam as Sam like, Eagle as like.
He's the innkeeper.
He's the voice of the angel that goes to the shepherds.
Well, we just said Gonzo was the angel.
No, there's more.
No, Gonzo's the angel.
Do we want Gabriel and Michael?
Yeah.
Who are we talking about?
There's
here,
more
kids?
Than there's lots.
Is
of
it
angels.
Not the same angel? Oh gosh, I shouldn't.
Anyway,
say
this.
Who's going to be the star that leads them?
That is the rat.
Rizzo. Yeah.
I love that. And he just has it. He can't quite keep up with how fast they're moving. So he's like,
Statler and Waldorf are the shepherds.
Guys,
yeah,
I am getting
the angel as it delivers the message.
I'm getting more and more on board with this.
What are the traditional Christmas stories, I guess? Like, I guess there's the story.
I would definitely watch A Muppet's It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That might
absolutely.
Already exist, you know.
I feel like they might have done a parody on The Muppet Show. But I would watch a whole movie of it.
Oh, was it The Muppet's Night Before Christmas?
Yeah.
A poem of it?
Yeah, yeah.
Story?
Because, of course, Kermit would have to be the lead guy because he's so hard done by...
Yeah.
Oh, Everyone then, hates me.
And then, of course, we need the Muppets Netflix Christmas
special.
Yes, of course.
Hey, Netflix.
Well, wait, no, would it be Disney Plus now?
It would be Disney Plus now.
Boo, I don't have that.
Yet.
The Disney Plus Christmas special. I won't get it. Special.
I refuse.
Okay, you can move on now. Thank you. Thank you for indulging me.
So this is coming out just before Christmas and just after Christmas on Boxing Day.
Boxing Day!
We are doing a live... I'm so excited. We're doing a group recording and viewing of the new Cats movie.
Yes. Cats. It's going to be a time.
Because we knew that we had to do it. And so we said, we're not doing it alone.
We're not doing
it
alone.
We need you. 50
of our drunkest friends are coming with us.
Guys, there's some really super cool.
Okay, this could be the moment when we all truly fall in love again.
Miranda, I can't wait for you to listen back to this and laugh at what
actually,
you just said.
That is going to have to be your ringtone for an entire year.
After some people really love Cats, Julie, and I don't think that we should spoil this experience for them.
Can you take a sound grab of that moment and we play it in our review episode of Cats?
every interstitial.
So it is...
this is the moment.
It will be in Brisbane. And if you're not a patron of ours, then this will be the only time you get to hear us review Cats.
Yes.
True. If you want to hear the full episode, you should definitely become a patron.
Become a patron. It is there for all patrons, no matter how much you pledge. One American dollar is the minimum. And you can listen to our two secret bonus test episodes and all of the Patreon content that we have done up until this point.
But you should definitely come watch Cats with us.
Do it.
If you're in Brisbane, please do.
Even if you're not, fly in. It's just a very expensive way to see Cats.
We'll probably live stream a little bit. I don't know if we'll manage to do the whole bit, but we'll let you know. So check us out on
of
Facebook
the recording.
As
well.
If
let
you can
known.
No longer, yes. Yes.
Yeah, not
of
the movie. We can't stream the
not
movie.
Not of no. the movie. We will be shut down.
Okay, well, that has been us. Thank you for joining us on this Christmas episode. Thank you, Miranda.
Thank you, Christmas.
Thank you, KB.
Thank you, Zane, and Christmas.
Thank you, Julie.
Thanks, Zane. Merry Christmas!
And thank you, Christmas. Woo!
Let's talk about ex, baby.
Crappy relationships, the bane of our collective existence. But what do we learn from our mistakes?
I'm relationship columnist Liz Best.
And I'm funny guy Tom Harris.
Ghosts of Boyfriends Past will chat to guests about love gone wrong and take you on a journey through the funny, tragic, horrifying...
And sometimes just plain bonkers stories about that crazy little thing called love. It's like a group therapy session.
With two people completely unqualified to be leading it. New episodes drop fortnightly on Thursday, so join in to hear tales of heartbreak and woe and hopefully wind up a little wiser or drunker for it.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.